Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message.
But stand with me with your arm over your heart. And if you kneel, the back door is back there. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now let's pledge allegiance to the Bible. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. You may be seated this morning. The reason that I do that is because this morning I want to tell you that we're at a place in America that I believe is very biblical. We're at a place in America today where the truth is no longer the truth, where it's been damaged, where it's been ran through the mud. But I just want to remind each and every one of you why somebody like me will raise holy heck until the day that I die. It's because our Constitution was wrote on this Constitution right here. Noel, when you signed on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, when you signed in to uphold the Constitution of the United States, you need to know this. The whole time, your time in the military, the Constitution is important of the America, but the most important Constitution is this one that's in your heart, to uphold the truth. If you know the truth will set you free. Amen? But the Constitution of Rights, it says this: we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Amendment 1 says this: Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion. I'm going to say that one more time. A lot of y'all missed it. Wake up now. If you need a bang, we'll pass them out in a minute. Monster. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. If I had 2 long Colt 45s, I'd probably shoot them in the air right now. Amendment 3, no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, support by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. There's more on here in these amendments, and I want to encourage you all to read them. Read them to your kids. Read them in your household, in your house. But, Pastor, why are you reading this? Because people need to know the truth. And the truth is being ignored on a daily basis. People need to know the truth of how this great country is the greatest country ever. Can I get an amen this morning? There's a reason why. It's because it says it on our money, in God we trust. And I say this with all urgency this morning because that's being trampled through the mud right now. We will celebrate on July 4th, 245 years as a nation this July 4th. There's 195 nations in the world today, and that changes all the time because of revolutions. You know that in Europe, France has had 15 revolutions in our time of being a country. Poland's had 7 since 1919, and Russia's had 4 since 1917. Afghanistan has had 5 revolutions since 1923, and Venezuela has had 17. Can I tell you something? Communism doesn't work. Marxism, it doesn't work. Can I get an amen? You know what's crazy is the U.S. is the only 4% of the world's population today. 30% of the world's domestic product comes from us. You know why? Because the hand of God has been on this nation. You know why the hand of God is on this nation? Because the truth will set you free. You know what the Constitution is? It's the truth principles of the teachings of the Word of God. I'm trying to open your eyes to something this morning. There's a reason that they're trying to cancel the truth. There's a reason why they're putting people like me in Facebook jail. I've been several times. How many of y'all been in Facebook jail? Hello, comrades. Love you guys. I know Bobby has. He lives in it. Lord have mercy. Just a little strong sometimes, Bobby. Okay. You know, South America has more, probably has the land and the people and the capability to produce more, but America still produces more. Africa has more, but I'm telling you, you go to Africa, it is desolate. They are broken. They are poverty. How many of y'all believe we live in the greatest nation in the world? I'm trying to open your eyes to something this morning. The reason I read the Constitution is because the Constitution comes from this Constitution right here. And if we keep taking it away, the Bible tells us in John 14, 6, it said, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What did he say in John 8, verse 31? Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are of my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know why we're a nation of freedom today? It's because it's in God that we have put our trust. We celebrate liberty today. Venezuela doesn't because Jesus is not on the throne there. But the reason we have for 245 years without a revolution, come on, I'm getting fired up and I'm trying to fire up some Americans this morning, is because the truth has been evident. It's been the powerhouse for each and every one of us. There is no absolute moral truth anymore. 3 out of 5 Americans say that there is no absolute truth. 4 out of 5 millennials say that there is no absolute moral truth. 1 out of 2 Christians say there is absolute no moral truth. How can a country exist if it doesn't agree on anything? See, even back in the day, like when they wrote the Declaration of Independence and even the Constitution, there may have been Democrats and there may have been Republicans, but one thing that they did agree on was the teachings of the Word of God. And how can you have freedom? How can you have liberty? How can you have the things that we have today if there is no truth? Like gender, you can wake up one morning. You can wake up one morning and be a female if you want to, dude. Isn't that sick? You can wake up and be a race car if you want to. Right? You can be whatever you want to. We laugh, but how many of y'all know that is not the truth? We're away from the truth. Religion, 80% of people say that any path will get you to heaven. I'm telling you, Buddha will not get you to heaven. Muhammad will not get you to heaven. Not even Mary will get you to heaven. Only accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. That is the good news. Amen? In government, talking about the truth, the moral truth, If you want communism, that's fine. Marxism, hey, that's great. In fact, in our education system, it's being taught today. I told a friend the other day, he said, what do you feel about Noel going to the military? And I told him, I said, you know, the big thing that I don't want is this quote-unquote garbage of wokeism over my boy in the United States military. He said, what about college? I said, well, good point. But you know what I believe? I believe they need good guys in there too. Amen? How many of y'all believe they need good guys in there? They need conservative young men that speak the truth in love, that stand up for what is right and against for what is wrong. But in education, 19% of all kids are 100% illiterate. Just scroll through Facebook of these young kids. They don't even know how to spell. No cap on that. Come on. You guys will get that, but whatever. Lucas does because he's laughing back there. But all right, you got, hey, here's a high school coach right here. He gets me on that. But how many of y'all know when you read across a Facebook and an Instagram feed, there's kids that don't know how to spell and even simple things. You know what we used to have is in states, let's say Texas, for instance, let's say it was 45% in the state, but we don't do that anymore because that's competition. And competition robs kids of, you know, how many of y'all know you're going to lose in life? You're going to lose in life. And if everybody gets a trophy, they're not going to get used to losing. I'm telling you, even when I play my kids in Monopoly, I beat them because they need to know that dad is in charge and he wins at everything. Amen? I will beat them and knock out until they're Noel size. When he dunks on me, okay, you win. But until then, I'm going to crush you in everything we do, okay? When we wrestle, you will never pin me until Noel did a couple weeks ago and I still hurt today, all right? But get this, even Texas rated 60% on reading. I read a statistic on that. Y'all know that 60% is a failing grade. It's a failing grade. We need to know the truth. History, if we don't like it, we cancel it. The biggest one that got me is Christopher Columbus. Tearing down the statues of Christopher Columbus. That is stupid. Come on, that is stupid. How many of y'all agree that is stupid? You know what Christopher Columbus was known for? He was known for killing a tribe of people that were cannibalists. You don't talk cannibalists out of it, just like you don't talk a robber out of robbing your house. Hey, let's talk about this for a second. No, we call the cops. Amen? How many of y'all thankful for our police force this morning? I know I am. Morals, it's whatever you feel. Science, we can agree to disagree on some things. Economics, 75% of college kids today, 69% of millennials, and 41% of Americans are for communism. How many? I'm going to tell you this, and this is the God's honest truth. They'll probably take me off of Facebook this morning. Communism has never worked. It has never worked. You might talk to the elites in Venezuela, say it's working, but I promise you, everybody, the blue-collar people, they'll tell you right now it doesn't work. There's a reason that they're lined up coming into the United States of America today because this is the land of opportunity. I'll shout myself down because I'm speaking the truth this morning. You know what? If you're offended, next week me and Pastor Brandy's talking about offense. And if you're mad at me, you can talk to my baby brothers. They're up here. They're much bigger than most of you in the room. All right. It's good to have them in the house of God this morning. But the news, how many of y'all know the news is bent? The news is bent. It's not the truth. That's why they're, I don't know about you, but I would rather take a mean tweet from the orange man face than pay $5 in gas. Just saying the truth. Amen. But in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he talks about the end of the age. In fact, Paul is writing the church at Thessalonica, and he talks about a man of lawlessness. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he writes in verse 1. I'm trying to open your eyes to some truth this morning. He says, now in regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to meet him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly unsettled or alarmed, either by a so-called prophetic revelation of a spirit or a message or a letter, alleged to be from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has already come. And then he begins to talk about the Antichrist, the coming of the Antichrist, the activities of Satan with great power and the end of the age. And I'm telling you, we are in this place. I don't know if the Antichrist is on the earth today, but I believe he's on his way. And there's so many, and what he's saying is, if you're not careful, you will be bent to the beliefs and teachings of what the world is trying to tell you to believe. People are doing things even to their body today just because the government tells you to do it. And I'm here to tell you this morning, we can't be led by them. We need to be led by the Word of God. Amen. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, "And by unlimited seduction to evil and with all the deception of wickedness for those who are perishing, because they did not welcome the love of the truth." You know, there's a cycle, and I believe this through the Word of God, that happens in our life is when we don't acknowledge the truth and don't love the truth, what happens is when you don't love the truth, delusion enters your mind. You will begin to believe everything, even though something that you stood firm on, you will begin to, I saw this in 2020, where people of faith lost their faith and believed in a lie. Delusion enters, then they believe a lie, then they act on that lie, and there's a high cost or a consequence for believing the lie and not honoring the truth. You know what we're going to be in this house? We're going to be a people that honors the truth. And so, you know, take for instance Newton's law of gravity. What goes up must come down. How many of y'all believe that? If you don't believe that, come up here. I'll drop you off the stage and we'll see what happens. But all the things that I just talked about, gender, religion, government, education, morals, history, science, economics, ethics, there's things and laws that are set in place. And what has happened is people don't love the truth anymore. They want to make up their own things. Delusion enters their mind. They begin to believe a lie. They act on that lie. And now we are at a high cost or a consequence because of the lies that have been started. But take Newton's law of gravity. Let's say, you know what? My personal opinion is, just my opinion, is that Newton's law of gravity is not legit. So what happens is delusion enters your mind, because how many of y'all know you are delusional if you don't believe gravity works? And then you go to the top of a roof. Because of my opinions and my beliefs, I'm going to go to the top of this roof and I'm going to jump off of this roof and I believe nothing is going to happen to me. How many of y'all know the law always works? Come on, I'm going to say it again. I hope you get revelation this morning. The law always works. I'm going to say it again. How many of y'all believe the law always works? I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care if it hurts your feelings or not. We're in the position we are today is because people didn't love the truth. Delusion entered. They believed a lie, and now they're acting on that lie, and there is a high consequence or a cost of where we are today. Come on, I'm trying to talk to some Americans this morning. When we don't believe the law of the Lord, there is going to be a high consequence. The Bible has shaped us as a nation more than people could ever realize. Decisions that have been made, and even the way that we speak, the idioms that we tell each other today, by the skin of your teeth, you can find that in Job 19. The writing on the wall, we see that in Daniel chapter 5. There's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes chapter 1. The thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians 12, 7. This is truly a David and Goliath story that comes from the Word of God. Things that we have watched and some things that we were raised on, like William Shakespeare. How many of y'all know his dialogue had 2,000 scriptures in it? Well, I was so shocked in the beginning of the year, the times that I went to Washington, D.C., as I read the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves, that writing by Abraham Lincoln, it is full of scripture. The Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July, I'm going to preach another patriotic message to show you throughout that, these are men that didn't not only hear the Word of God, they knew the Word of God. You know what we need today in our office? In our Senate, our House of Representatives, we need people that need to know the Word of God. Because the truth will set you free. Amen? People are not aware of how much the Bible has shaped us as a nation. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, said this, with regard, this is a quote from him, with regard to the history contained in the Bible, it is not so much praiseworthy to be acquainted with it as it is shameful to be ignorant of it. You know what we do today? We praise people that know the word, but back then it was shameful if you didn't. I want to be a people that knows the word. You know what I want this house to be known as? As a house that knows the word. On a Sunday morning, any given Sunday morning, maybe not this one, but the word is always preached here. Actually, I'm preaching the word this morning. I promise you that. Patrick Henry, in the great speech of Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death on March 23rd, 1775, listen to this. Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. The millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invisible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no elections. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat, it is, sir, let it come. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps through the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is that gentleman wish? What is that gentleman's wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. Who's he speaking to? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. 14 sentences right here. And there's 11 scriptures that are in this speech. Jeremiah 6, 8, and 50. 2 Chronicles 32, Daniel 4, Joshua 24, Ecclesiastes 9, 2 Thessalonians 1, 6, Psalms 75 and verse 7, Deuteronomy 32, 4, and Matthew 20 and verse 6. We see writings of Benjamin Franklin, but because of time, I won't read these, but one of the six that signed the Constitution of the Declaration of Independence was Benjamin Franklin. And in his Constitution Convention, there is 13 states in New England. They have come together to try to figure out a federal government. And everyone had their own plan. New York had a plan. New Jersey had a plan. Connecticut had a plan. Virginia had a plan. But on Thursday, June the 28th, 1787, Benjamin Franklin gave a speech at 81 years of age. And as he began to speak this out, there was 14 scriptures. 14 scriptures. Can you believe that? 13 scriptures. Luke 12, 1 Kings, Daniel, Deuteronomy. And all throughout his speech, as he begins to speak to these men, the word of God came forth. After Ben Franklin calls the prayer, they recess for 3 days. And when they recessed for 3 days, you know what they did? They went to church. And history tells us this, that Pastor William Rogers prayed for them, get wisdom and to put their heads together and to get in unity. I'm telling you, the only thing that can bring unity to the United States of America today is Jesus Christ. Come on, I'm going to say it again. The only thing that could bring unity today to the United States is Jesus Christ. You know how we get in unity? We go before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. George Washington in 1790, President of the United States, the very first president. Now President Washington, he's on the tour of the 13 states. And in 1790, he goes to Rhode Island. And as he enters this, there's a Hebrew congregation there that writes him from Newport, Rhode Island. And he writes him and he says, this is a letter of praise, this Hebrew congregation. They say, God has raised you up for such a time as this, and you have protected our religious liberty, our civil liberties, and so on and so forth. And he writes back to them and he says this, may the children of the stock of Abraham who dwell in this land continue to merit and enjoy the goodwill of the other inhabitants, while everyone shall sit in safety under his own vine and fig tree, and there shall be none to make him afraid. May the Father of all mercy scatter light and not darkness in our paths, and make us all in our several vocations useful here, and in his own due time way everlasting happiness. There's two sentences here, and there's 10 scriptures. Two sentences, 10 scriptures. If you ever read the Constitution, as I read some of it to you this morning, it lines up to Scripture from top to bottom. Andrew Jackson, he said this, the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. We should thank God that we are a nation. In God we put our trust. How many of y'all thankful that we're a nation? It's in God we put our trust. One of my favorite stories is this. This is why we're a blessed people. And you know what? There's lots of people that say, separation of church and state. You know what? That is just a saying. That is not truth. That is not constitutional. And I tell you what the design of that was. That was to keep the state out of the church, but keep the church inside the state. And I will say that to the day I die. The church needs to be louder than the state. I'll say it again. The church needs to be louder than the state. You know why we are where we are today? Is because there is people in sin that have a louder voice than the people of God. We're so conservative that we're so conservative that we don't say anything at all. I tell you what, I'm sick of being silent. I'm going to stand up for the truth of the Word of God. But I love this story. He said, who are the people responsible for the Constitution? And the people, this is a writer that writes, and he asked John Adams this. This is in 1816. This is 40 years after the Declaration of Independence. And he said, who are the people that are most responsible for the writings of these documents that you live by? And he, in a room, they said in this room was Benjamin Rush, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams. We also had Jefferson in the room. I mean, all the studs that are the foundational men for this country. And he said, tearfully in his eyes, he said, those men are not in this room. Those men are the ones that are behind pulpits all across this nation that are preaching the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what you see in the Declaration of Independence and what you see in the Constitution are all the things that these preachers taught to us on Sunday mornings. He talked about Dr. Samuel Cooper, Reverend Jonathan Mayhew, George Whitefield, Reverend Charles Chauncey, Reverend Richard Allen, Absalom Jones, John Murat, Lemuel Haynes. And can I tell you this? All of these preachers, except for one, were black men. Can I tell you this? It's not black history. It's not white history. It's American history. And you can't tell me that all of a sudden people are woke. People are finally coming to this. The whole reason we had a civil war because there was people that pushed back against slavery. We've been woke a long time. The only thing that happened is they've fallen far from the narrative of truth. We're way better off than we were. But how many of y'all know in just 1 year's time, people fell off the wagon? Pastors have had a huge impact in the world today. All across the world, but one of my favorite ones is this, and I believe it's perfect for the where we are in a nation as of today. Pastor Peter Muhlenberg, during the time of where the British are coming. What was that guy's name? Paul Revere. I'm preaching the message. I know who it was. Just kidding. The British are coming. You know what history tells us? You know where he was headed? He was headed to the church house. where Peter Muhlenberg was preaching his address, and he had a black robe over his coat, over a black robe that he was preaching out of. And he was preaching out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and a lot of you may know the song, A Time to Be Born, A Time to Die. You guys know that song? All you older ones in the crowd? I know Austin does. He's an old soul like me. But Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and he says, there's time to be born, there's time to die. There's a time to plant, there's a time to pluck up what has been planted. It goes through all those things, but one of the things at times, he said, there's a time for war, and there's a time for peace. And as he's preaching, Pastor Peter Muhlenberg, there's more to the story. I mean, it's a great story, but because of time, I won't tell you. He has this black robe on, and what he does is there's a time for war, and there's a time for peace. As Paul Revere comes in, he unzips the black robe, the preacher on the stage, and he tells them this. This is a time for peace in here, but right now, he unzips it. There's a military uniform underneath, and he says, there is a time for war. I'm here to tell you American people right now, we have to stand up for what is right. We have to stand up for the truth. I know we have loved ones in our family that may be against those things, and I'm saying, you know, we still need to walk in love. But we need to raise our kids under the teachings of the Word of God. I'm trying to tell you something this morning. There's a reason that we're a nation that's never had a revolution. It's because this is the solid ground on which we stand. And why do I get mad when I see what's happening when a so-called Catholic believes in full-term abortion? I'm telling you, because we're getting away from the truth. And I'm trying to paint a picture to you this morning that when you get away from the truth, there is high consequences being away from the truth. We're a blessed nation. How many of y'all believe we're a blessed nation? I hope you're seeing this morning. We are a blessed nation. And you know what I feel like? I feel like in Esther chapter 4 and verse 14, he says, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Can I tell you right now, we may be pushed back in a corner, and we may be silenced, and we may be thrown in Facebook jail. I do not care. I believe I am here for such a time as this. Come on, your kids are here for such a time as this. How many of y'all believe you're in America today for such a time as this? I believe we will see the coming of the Lord. I believe we'll see the coming of the Lord. And lots of times at first, at the very beginning of all of this, I'll tell you this, I hate it that my kids won't know the America that I grew up in and that I loved. But you know what? That's a lie from the pit of hell. And I am going to raise my kids in a home that they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. Come on, they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. I believe Peter Muhlenberg, when he said that, he said there's a time for war and there's a time for peace. He said, who among you in this room is with me? So my question to you this morning, who among you is with me? Who among you is with me? Who among you? Come on. Who among you is with me? Come on, stand to your feet this morning. Come on, stand to your feet this morning. John, where you at? The Bible tells us this, and I'll tell you where we need to be today. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. You know what needs to happen? People quoted that all through 2020, but they missed the biggest mark of it all. It says, if people repent, I'm going to say it again. People need to repent. People need to come back to Jesus. People need to come back to the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, you know why I am? I believe God's chosen people are Israel. And I'm going to tell you right now of what's going on, it's very biblical what's happening. You know what's biblical is to back Israel, go over there and take out Palestine. to back Israel. He said, I'll bless those that bless them, and I'll curse those that curse them. Just to make sure you know the truth, this Hamas has been bombing Israel for years, forever. I know friends that go to Israel all the time, and when they're there, they hear bombings all the time. You know what the difference is now? Is Israel has fought back. That's the only thing that's different. That's the only thing that's different. But what I was going to is God's chosen people is Israel. But I'm telling you, I believe America, this is just my own heart, but I believe God loves America is because we've been raised on the teachings of the Word of God. We might be so-called Gentiles, but I believe God loves America because America loved God. Come on, I'm going to say it again. I believe God loves America because America loves God. How many of y'all believe that this morning? I believe God loves America. And it may not look that way today, but I'm going to ask you again, who here among you is with me? Who here among you is with me? I tell you what, I just want us to reflect this weekend, Memorial Day. Memorial Day, we're reflecting on those that gave their life, that gave, that their blood was shed, that families buried them. It's not really remembering those that, although we recognize those that are part of our armed forces, it's recognizing those that gave their life. But I just want to remind you, as we're reminded of them, I want to remind you, the reason that we're blessed today is because we're reminded of the one who gave his life for us, Jesus. Our Constitution was wrote on it. The Declaration of Independence was wrote about it. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And if this offends you, I'm sorry. But I promise you, there's preachers too scared to preach a message like this. And you know why where we are today is because pastors haven't stood up for the truth, for the teachings of the Word of God. But I'm not going to stop. I am not going to stop. Who among you is with me? Amen. With every head bowed, with every eye closed, if you're in this room and you say, you know what, I'm away from Jesus, I can honestly say this morning that as we sang, as we were in the presence of God, there was something inside my heart that I felt a nudging. But you're out there today and you say, you know what, I feel away from God. Maybe you've never asked Jesus to come live on the inside of you. The Bible tells us in Romans that if we admit that we're a sinner, the Bible tells us that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God and believe in our heart that he died, he was buried, and on the third day he rose again, and confess him as Lord. There's a supernatural thing that goes at work. There's a God that will forgive you of your sin. Pastor, you don't know what I've said. You don't know what I've done. You don't know the headache that I've caused and the havoc that I've destroyed families. I've destroyed systems and things. I don't care what you snorted up your nose, shot in your arm, watched the things you've done. I don't care how bad it is. I'm here to tell you that there's a God that will forgive you of your sins. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. As far as the east is from the west, so have I forgiven you, the Bible says. So if you're in here and say, you know what, I don't have a granddad that's done that to me. I don't have a mom that's done that to me. I don't have a dad that's done that to me. I'm here to tell you, that's why we call him Savior. Only he could do it. And this morning, I want to invite you. Maybe you're away from God, or maybe you've never came to a relationship with him. I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. Everybody in this room that you've already prayed this, pray this with us. But I want to invite you this morning into a relationship with Jesus. It's the best thing that you'll ever do. You'll live in freedom. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you guidance. He'll open doors that only he could open. Shut doors that only he can shut. So if you're in here and you say, Pastor, that's me. There's a nudging on your heart. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Please pray this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, that I'm away from you, that sin has separated me from you. This morning, I believe that you died, you were buried, and on the third day, you rose again. Come live in my heart, Jesus. I confess my sin to you. From this day forward, I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website, arenaoflifechurch.org, or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.